Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Shereen Colbert, a.k.a. Life Coach ATL. I'm here with my co-host and daughter,
Taylor Colbert.
And we want to welcome you to our You Are Dope podcast, where we are here to uplift, inspire, spread some love, and have a little bit of fun while we're doing it. Our podcast will be airing every other Wednesday. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you be good to yourself. You are a gift to the world, and you are dope. Today, we are talking about women in hip-hop. Man, right now, women are taking over, and I think that it is so dope, and I think that it's so cool to see. Taylor, do you have an opinion on women in hip-hop right now, and just hip-hop in general?
I think women's hip-hop is interesting now. I feel like there could be more unity, but I do like the fact that, you know, they're speaking about the same things that men speak about, just from a like woman's perspective.
I'm popping that coochie.
What are they? Yeah, like I'm going to pop my coochie, and what you going to do about it? Like,
I don't personally, I mean, look, first of all, I'm a man, so I don't even know if I should even have an opinion on what a woman speaks about. I'm very big on that. However, I will give my opinion, and my opinion is this. Men have been doing it for decades and years, okay? We have been talking about inappropriate things for a really long time in a nasty kind of way. You know, I grew up on 2 Live Crew. I grew up on NWA. I grew up on all 90s hip-hop. And 90s hip-hop was so misogynistic. I remember I played a song for Taylor, Ice Cube, No Vaseline. And what was your reaction to that song, Taylor?
Well, I mean, when I first went to understand it, I'm like, whoa. But now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah, I mean, that man was angry. He had a reason.
But I mean, just the words that he was using, I mean, the gay slurs, I mean, just how homophobic like music was. I mean, it was a lot. So when men like Snoop Dogg, when I hear people like Snoop Dogg say like, oh, you know, women shouldn't talk about Snoop. Come on now. You had an album called Doggy Style with words like bees and buttholes and dick. I can't even say it on my podcast, okay? So when I hear things like that, it is a little bit disappointing because, you know, look, I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If men can do it, why can't women do it? And I do think that there are other varieties of hip-hop out there. I mean, other than just popping the coochie, but that's popular right now. But I think that you got a lot of mixture. You got a lot of different artists that are out there right now. I don't know if they were like the artists in the 90s. Like we had Lauryn Hill, we had MC Light, we had Queen Latifah, we had people like that. And now it's just a different era and a different time for women. And I love it. I think it's dope.
Yeah. I mean, they're not rapping about unity, but they're rapping about, you know, what they want to rap about. Only thing that I have to say is I feel like since I taught over the summer a little bit, I feel like, yes, some rap is appropriate. And I know you like to listen to rap. And when you get around your kids, there should be no reason why my 12 and 13-year-old children are talking about some my coochie ping, my booty hole. Like, what are we doing right now? Why are we even singing these lyrics?
But that's not the rapper's fault. That's the parents' fault.
Like, no.
What your kids are watching.
Yeah, definitely not the rapper's fault. Like, I'm over here like, my catchy pig. Like, listen, that's my jam. But with this generation now, there's not a sense of censorship when it comes to children and music. And I feel like they put that on rappers, especially women rappers. And that's not women's rappers, like, job. It's your job as the guardian or the parent to be like, no, you can't listen to this, but we can listen to something else, you know? So, I mean, It's not women's rappers' like job to monitor their music for your children or your entertainment. Like, that's not their job. Their job is to make art and to make music for themselves and whoever they're speaking to.
And I don't think that that's just rap. I mean, I just think that that's in general. In general, you got to monitor what your kids watch. You got to monitor what your kids are doing. And I'll be honest with you, it's super hard these days to do that. You got to have talks with your kids because they see everything online. I mean, sex is like no big deal now. Everybody got a Twitter account. Everybody is listening to bad stuff. It's everywhere. So it's up to you to educate your kid and talk to your children about what's going on. And if you got your little Shaniqua running around talking about some popping coochie and she's 6 years old, that ain't Lil Mama's fault. That is not Trina's fault. That's not Megan Thee Stallion's fault. That's your fault. And if you don't want to listen to it, just don't listen to it. But us as men, though, like that are saying things like, oh, they shouldn't be talking about this. They shouldn't be doing that. It's so hypocritical. And I think that's whack. I let my daughters listen to music now that they're older, what they want to listen to. My youngest daughter, she plays that crazy mess in front of me. I'd be like, girl, I do not want to. This makes me uncomfortable when I'm hearing this stuff. So anyway, we just wanted to hop on here real quick today and just talk about women in hip hop. I think that the movement, and I think that is dope. I hope that it continues. You got some really dope rappers out there that are women, women singers, all that. I'm a feminist, so I love my women.
You're a womanist.
Sorry. Thank you for correcting me. Anyway, that concludes our episode. We think that you are beautiful people. Keep on being good to yourself because you are.